Thank you so much for joining us today, Julia.
Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Now, I mean, I did a little bit of a bio there, but I feel like you probably know a fair bit more than I do. So would you be able to give us a quick overview about what the show's about?
Yeah, I mean, it's about a lot of things. And it just, it's such a beautiful balance of perspectives and generations and technology versus the real world. And time periods. It's a beautiful kind of feminist look at intergenerational feminism and women of color in their feminism, and all on a university campus, so a place of critical thinking, and you know, emerging politics. So it's really beautiful, and it's really exciting to be a part of. It's dense, but it's really well balanced and really exciting. Mm-hmm.
Totally. And I mean, you just mentioned intergenerational. I mean, the play explores, you know, just juxtaposing perspectives. You know, the boys will be boys mentality versus, you know, those who fed it up with it. Would you be able to kind of elaborate on this intergenerational conflict a bit?
Yeah, I mean, one of the leading characters is the head of the college, I guess, the principal of the college. And she's the first principal of this college. And she was, you know, well known for her academics and writing on feminism from, you know, the 70s or late 70s, after a tragedy happened in her college. So it's this really nice balance of what feminism used to look like, and how we have evolved that feminism, or how we can accept mistakes, and those conversations between young feminists now and the old guard almost, and how much they've done for us now, but also how much there is still to be done and how much there is still to understand about each other. Women understanding each other is just a really beautiful theme through the play, especially through the generations.
Absolutely. I mean, that kind of, you know, learning from the past, but also learning from the future, I guess is a very real thing.
Yeah, and being allowed to you know, have debates and have discussion and make mistakes and accept that we're not going to do it right every single time, and that, you know, our feminism is constantly evolving and constantly becoming hopefully more inclusive and more understanding. But I think this represents that old guard really nicely, where it is, you know, hyper intellectual women who have fought very, very hard for where they are, but are going to continue to make mistakes because of what, you know, the new world brings. And how do we manage those discussions?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as they say, the times they are a changing. So I guess another key subject of the play is, you know, how has smartphones and social media changed political discourse, you know, specifically on such contentious issues such as sexual misconduct? Would you be able to, like, I guess, talk a bit about how, I guess, activism has evolved in the digital age?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big one. It's such an interesting kind of concept, this online world, and it's not just represented in phones in the play either. It's on the internet, on screens, in gaming, and all kinds of platforms, and it just has this whole other life that you can't discount. You know, I think a lot of the older generation think of it as not real, and very separate from what happens face to face, but it is just as influential, I guess. And, you know, I think our generation really understands that, and the younger generations even more so. And using it as a platform for change or discussion, or even the security of being behind a keyboard, can help people express themselves, but then it can help, you know, people express really not nice things as well. So it has a life of its own alongside the real world in this play, which I think is super important and something that everyone has to manage within these massive discussions of, yeah, activism and how we represent ourselves online and in person.
Yeah, the internet is a fantastic and horrible place at
yeah.
the exact same time.
I mean, we're living in such an educated world now, and you can access so much material from the click of a button, which is a gift and also a curse. And it doesn't count, like, you know, you can't sense tone on the internet.
Ooh, yeah.
It's all just material and information a lot of the time. So it's how you interpret those messages and how you, what kind of weight that carries as young people reading a lot of that information, whether it's for better or for worse.
Absolutely. Now, last but certainly not least, when and where can we see the play? And how can we get tickets?
You can see it at Griffin Theatre Company has a website. You can hop on to that website. I'm not actually sure what it is, but it's if you search Griffin Theatre Company, you will find it.
Perfect.
And we open in July and run through till August. There's also cheap tickets on Mondays, Monday Rush.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, so it's an accessible theatre company, which I think is so exciting. It's such a awesome place to do Australian theatre and something that I'm super proud to be a part of.
Well, absolutely makes sense. Juliet, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really exciting having a chat about Wherever She Wanders, and good luck.
Thanks so much, Ruby.
My pleasure.